I need to cut this out. Hello, hello, and welcome to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson, a podcast about prioritizing passion. Each week, we cover topics in the personal development space, including things like money, finance, business, entrepreneurship, mindset, and seriously, whatever else I'm feeling extra passionate about that week. These conversations are meant to encourage you to prioritize your passion. Welcome to the party. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get into it. Hello, hello, and welcome to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. We have a brand new theme song. I want to know what you guys think about it, so let me know. I like it a lot. Do you like it?
I like it. We're working on lyrics right now.
Yeah, we think we might do a whole show tune.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hopefully you guys enjoyed that little tidbit into that. That might be my toast, is that I figured out how to do some new stuff on GarageBand, which is really difficult. But welcome to the podcast, everyone. We're here for another week giving you our toasts and roasts and talking about personal development. And this week we are talking about spooky season and self-reflection. And it is definitely spooky season. We're recording on October 1st. This episode releases on October 2nd, and it was foggy this morning. Did you feel like it was spooky?
It was pretty spooky.
Spooky.
I was spooked.
It was wonderful. I love the fog. And I love spooky season, and I love the pumpkins. We have lots of pumpkins in the house. There's probably at least 20 that I'm looking at right now. So big into Halloween, and that's why we did a Halloween themed episode last year, and this year we're doing a Halloween episode sort of, but it's definitely different than last year's. I just talk about this part. It's all self-reflection. They're actually journal prompts, which I've talked about journaling in the past, and we did a questions from quarantine episode a while back, and that had some journal prompts, and it was actually really popular. So decided to do another one of those and wanted to showcase kind of what happens over on Patreon. So each month on Patreon, I produce a week worth of journal prompts, and you guys can access those and just go to patreon.com/pishposhpod. If you've listened to the podcast before, you know, but there we go. So we are going to get into toasts and roasts of the week. I always make Casey start, and then I always get mad because he doesn't bring enough energy to the pod. So I am going to start with...
I have so much energy, though.
Do you want to start?
No, you go.
Okay, I'm going to start with a toast. A toast to you, Casey B, because you finished my desk. If you've been paying attention on the last couple weeks of the podcast, been really excited about my desk, and it's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen. And we've got it in the office, and then we cleared out all the other junk in the office, so now it's basically just my space, but it's not decorated yet. But a toast to you, KCB, because this desk is marvelous. It's beautiful. It's burnt wood. It's a corner desk, so now I have a corner office with a window, and I am a high roller executive boss babe.
Working on getting a fridge in there for you and a water cooler. It's going to be pretty awesome.
A fridge in my own home office. That would be a little ridiculous. My roast has to do with the office as well. But I want to hear what you've got for your toasts and roasts.
For my toast? I don't know. I've been feeling so terrible this week. So I think my main toast is just that I actually feel better today.
Come on, you gotta have something more exciting than that.
Well, I would say the bookshelf, but I don't like the bookshelf.
So
I don't like it.
The other thing is Casey did not go to work, or he doesn't have to work on Mondays. And so he's at home all day on Mondays, and I was working from home all day on Monday. And he decides to work on a bookshelf that we need. I think I've talked about this on the pod, but we have so many books and so many movies, and they're still in boxes. They're the last thing we have to unpack. And it's really frustrating me just seeing these boxes in our dining room, which also isn't a dining room because we don't have a table, but I don't want a table. I don't need one. We eat in the living room. Anyways, don't have a bookshelf or a movie shelf, whatever. Casey builds this ginormous thing and then you don't like it.
I don't like it.
And to be honest, I don't love it, so it's okay that we're not going to keep it, but now I just have to wait even longer. And then you were getting sassy with me because you're like, you don't like it. And then I was like, you can put it in the house. I don't care. We need shelves. I just don't think all of our stuff is going to fit on there. And then you said, I don't think it's going to fit on there either. And I said, why are you mad at me for not liking it then? And then
I wasn't mad at you.
And then you said, like, I don't like it either.
Like, I don't like it. I just said, if you don't like it, you can tell me because I don't like it.
I don't know if anyone will think any of that was entertaining at all, but
oh god.
And other people, average people are going, not that we're above average at anything, but I'm saying like people who are not used to getting, you know, homemade woodworking projects once a week are gonna be like, how dare you, why can't you just be thankful? It's beautiful and it
would have its place, just not in our home.
That sounds like much different than talking about an inanimate object.
It has its place, just not in my house.
Get out of my house.
God damn it.
Okay, well, that's a that was me asking for your toast, and yeah, then we got into that. Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
Okay. Do you have a roast besides you being sick?
A roast. Just impatient people.
Ooh, oh, good one.
Today was just the worst. That one part of the day, we had two trucks come in back to back, full semi trucks, and one with Tacoma fire logs burning.
You can't, what am I thinking? What's the word? Slander. A business on the podcast.
I'm not slandering anybody.
Okay, what if Tacoma Fire Logs wants to sponsor the pod?
Well, they burn great. I love Tacoma Fire Logs.
But?
They weren't the problem.
What was the problem?
It was all the people trying to squeeze in and park like next to them while we're okay. Trying to offload the truck.
Other people.
And then we got him through. And then right behind him, a concrete truck came in, so we had to offload that one off both sides, and there's people trying to squeeze through, and I ended up yelling at, like, three people. I'm like, just stop it. What are you thinking?
I really don't like it when you yell at work.
It wasn't very yelly. As you know, I don't have the energy right now. And I was just like, dude, what are you thinking? There's this guy in a tie-dye face mask, and he's trying to tell people where to park. I'm like, no.
You're like, you don't work
you
here.
You don't work
on,
here.
Man.
Stay where you're at. Stop telling people to move. Like, you're not going to get helped until this truck is through the yard anyway. So.
Oh my goodness. Like, I bet it's just been chaos this week.
Oh my god.
Without your mother there.
Yep. And then missing one of us every day at least.
I know your whole group is sick and I'm so scared I'm going to get the flu. I cannot have the flu.
Well,
I can. Maybe I'll lose a little weight. Actually, I should have been giving you kisses.
Should have.
Oh, shoot. Well, that's a good roast. Impatient people. People, like we said, for the past however long this stupid virus has been around, people are just impatient and mean, and a little bit of kindness goes a long way. And a little bit of patience goes a long way as well.
Yep.
Tip of the week. My roast, this is silly. This is just a little roast. You know, sometimes our roasts are very serious. Sometimes they're very angry. This is just, why are you raising your hand right now? What
question.
Do you have to say? What?
I didn't want to interrupt you. Is it my bookshelf?
No.
Oh, thank God.
The roast is not your bookshelf. You would know that if you just waited and heard my roast.
You
why
know, I'm very
that?
Impatient.
Oh, my God. You are the impatient person. Oh my god. My roast, if you would let me finish, dear, this is my podcast.
Oh, pitter patter.
is that we went to Home Goods and Marshall's, and there was literally no orange decor anywhere. There was nothing. Nothing orange in the whole store. There was orange candles. That was it. There was, okay, Home Goods has three aisles of just throw pillows. And there was one pillow that was orange, and it was ugly. Why? Why is there nothing orange? It was quite frustrating, and it's fall. There's supposed to be lots of orange things, pumpkins, all the things, the fall things. And this was before October 1st. All of the fall stuff should not be gone before October 1st. That's my roast. I need to find some orange home decor for my office. I'm really excited to decorate the office. If anyone has any leads on orange home decor, send them my way. DM me at pishposhpod on Instagram. I'd love to see it because that was just so disappointing. Walked through the whole store. There was nothing there. Nothing. I could be creative with things too. There was nothing.
I said, dye this white thing.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to dye things yet, but a quick disclaimer too for the second half of the podcast. My office, I'm so excited about it. I recorded in there, and unfortunately, it's a tiny bit. I don't like to point out things with the sound because usually I notice things and then other people don't even notice it if I don't mention it. But the sound is not perfect in the second half of the episode. That's all I'm going to say. It's going to get better. I think I'm going to get some soundproof tiles or something. And I don't know. But it was getting really rough to record in there. And I was quite frustrated. I tried to do some, like, I put the blanket on the hard surface so that it wouldn't echo. And then my laptop decided, oh, you can't put the blanket there. And then the computer got too hot and the fan was just like, oh. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do? And I'm like, I have this whole office and I'm supposed to be recording it here. But instead, I'm going to go in the, I don't know, the living room where we have more stuff that'll absorb the sound. I don't know. It was frustrating. It'll get better, I promise. But I had to record it and then the fan was stupid. So I probably shouldn't have spent that much time talking about that because if I wouldn't have said anything, you guys probably would have barely noticed. Do you have anything else to share with the class?
Anything else to share with the class? I'm working on my forklift thing, and
I'm sure everyone really wanted to know that.
My hunter's ed.
Oh yeah, you're working on lots of homework lately.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of homework. Hunter's ed is not, it's frustrating.
Why is it frustrating?
It's all common sense stuff.
You know, honey, what I've learned this week is common sense is not very common.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I've learned that more than just this week, but, and sometimes you just got to learn, like, we've both done the food handlers thing and the mast as well for serving alcohol, and those are all so common sense. And your forklift certification, that was kind of funny. You were quizzing me. We think we might do a YouTube video of Casey quizzing me on forklift terminology, and
we can do a hunter's ed quiz, too.
That would be fun. I want to get my hunter's ed thing too, but
it's 8 hours of classes.
I ain't got 8 hours to spare, so we'll see. But yeah. Well, that's good to know. I hope you keep everyone updated on where you're at with that forklift certification stuff. You're already certified for forklift. You're getting certified to train other people to be forklift people.
Yep.
Forklifters.
That's
is that
right.
The terminology?
Operators. Forklifters. What do you do?
It should be called forklifter.
I'm a forklifter. I'm a professional eater.
That is so much better than forklifter. A professional eater because you're lifting a fork.
Gotcha.
Good one. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm just trying to be more myself, guys. So I hope you guys are noticing that in the podcast and not like I'm too professional. I don't think I've ever been too professional, but too like staged or whatever. Really talking with Katie on the podcast a couple weeks ago. If you haven't listened to that one yet, seriously, It's so good. She's amazing. But she really talks about how you should just really just be yourself. And that's what people want to hear. They don't want a watered down version of you. So here we are. Before we get into the goods, I'm going to do a quick podcast recommendation as I have been doing. The one I'm recommending this week really was eye-opening, and it was the Manifestation Babe podcast. I've talked about it before, about how I'm into manifesting a little bit. And this was manifesting tips from a minister. So it wasn't her last episode. It was one episode back. If you're listening to this in real time, if you're catching up, just search tips from a minister in Manifestation Babe and you'll find it. And it was really interesting because sometimes people think about manifestation and the spiritual world as completely separate from religion and God, but they can really go hand in hand and they're not exclusive of each other. So it's a really interesting listen if you're into any of that kind of stuff. So that's my recommendation for the week. And in the second half of the episode, it was just me, but I talk about journal prompts, but you don't have to use them as journal prompts. You can just think on these things. It's really great to have self-reflection questions. And all of these are themed with Halloween. So there's one about masks. There's one about magic wands. There's one about tricks. And then another about treats. And it's just really fun. I like doing themes. I felt really creative doing this. And I really encourage people to do a little bit of journaling.
Yeah, simmer down, bud.
I'm also currently taking a journaling course on my own, and it's really beneficial to me to have certain prompts. And so hopefully this provides the same thing to you. And like I said at the beginning of the episode, I'll say it at the end as well. These prompts, I do them on Patreon, and there's also other things on Patreon. So I do some bonus podcast episodes on there that are just shorter. Maybe I'll do longer ones as well. I don't know, but it's just a little bit additional content from what I do with this weekly Friday episode. So it's really cool. Check it out. I really hope you enjoy the second half, and I'll talk to you soon. Okay, Pishposh listeners, I have something exciting for you. I have a discount code for an amazing company, and you already know about the company if you've been keeping up with the podcast. A couple of weeks ago, I had AJ Maxfield on the pod, and she was the founder and creator of The Durr Company, which was the baby and toddler snapbacks, the little hats for little kids with a mission to choose kindness and spread kindness and teach kindness to little ones. And their reasoning for making hats has such a good mission behind it, a great story, and just embracing uniqueness. And I could just talk about it forever. So if you want to hear more about it, go back and listen to that episode because it was amazing. And AJ is amazing. And the Durr Company is amazing. So go to thedurrcompany.com and look around, look at the mission, look at their products. And if you find something you like, you can use the code PishPoshPod to get a discount. So once again, the code's PishPoshPod. The website is The Durr Company. And then the episode was with AJ Maxfield, if you want to go back and listen to that one. So I'm so excited to see. And if you do use my code, you got to send me a picture of the little one in the little hat. I want to see it. Okay, back to the podcast. And I'm back. Okay, guys, I'm really excited about this one. We are talking all about spooky season and self-reflection. Another thing, kind of like my topic last week, that doesn't really seem like it goes together, but it really can. So I have written up a week's worth of journal prompts, and what's really cool is I do this every month for the Patreon. So every month, there's 1 week worth of journal prompts. And even if you don't like to journal and write it down, these are still really great things to just think on, self-reflect. You can read them and then go for a walk. You can read them and sit and think. You can read them and write down your thoughts, bullet points. You know, however you really want to do it, it's up to you. Some of them are better writing it out than others, but really wanted to just show a little of my creative side and get into some self-reflection, because I know that a lot of people really enjoyed the questions from quarantine episode, actually, and I was a little nervous to put that one out, but people actually enjoyed that. So I made a really cute graphic for this one. Obviously, you can't see that right now since you are just listening, but if you join the Patreon, you'll be able to see the cute graphics that I put out, and you'll be able to use these journal prompts. And since I am releasing this at the very beginning of the month of October, I would suggest looking at them now and then maybe starting them next week, or, you know, maybe doing them over and over again through the weeks of October. Some of them I do, you can kind of reuse over and over again. So this one is definitely Halloween or spooky season based, but most of my other journal prompts are pretty evergreen and you can use them whenever. So I am going to get into spooky season and some of these fun prompts I wrote down, made up. It's definitely all in a theme, and I really hope you guys like them. Maybe you'll think they're kind of really silly, but they're really great things to think about whether you want to journal about them or not. They're great self-reflection thoughts to be having. So here we go. Monday is about wearing a mask. Like I said, all of these are going to have a key word or phrase that is based off of Halloween, spooky, that kind of stuff. So where are you wearing a mask in your life? Is it at school? Is it at work, social media, around a certain group of people, your family, your friends? So think about that. Where are you wearing a mask? And we're not talking literal mask. We're not talking coronavirus, because, you know, if we're talking about that, you're wearing a mask to the grocery store, to the restaurant, to the wherever. But we're talking about a mask as in you're not really being your full self. So maybe you're kind of being a different version of yourself. And what I want you to think about is where that is happening in your life and why. Why aren't you being fully yourself? Is it the people? Is it what you're kind of thinking they want to see? Is it an image you're trying to project about yourself? Just really think about this one. I'm probably going to say that a million times. Just think about it. But this is a self-reflection, spooky season episode. So obviously you're going to think about it. So where are you wearing a mask in your life? So think of the place, the situation, and what kind of people you might be around, and why. And why aren't you being fully yourself? And if you want to take it one step further, what can you do to feel more comfortable being fully yourself? Okay, that's day one. Monday is mask day. I was going to try to do alliteration for all of these, but then it just didn't go with the flow. So here we go. The next one is fear. Has fear been holding you back? Write about your fears and face them in your writing and question their legitimacy. So this is a common journal prompt. Has fear been holding you back? What would you do if you weren't afraid? Those kind of things are really common if you've been around journaling or personal development, self-help, those kind of things. But really writing this one down is kind of facing your fears in a way. A lot of times we think about what we're scared of and they're in your mind all the time, but they do not really get to be in your face in physical form like when you write them out. And sometimes when you write them out, you realize that they're much smaller, or you realize that they're not real, or they don't matter as much as you've built them up in your head. So that's why I said question their legitimacy, because some of our fears, we have a fear of failure, some of our fears are really real, and some of our fears are kind of more made up. You know, a lot of us are scared of things like getting sick with the virus, or, you know, you're scared of a silly thing about me, I'm scared of cats. That doesn't really have to do with your whole self, but you can think about those things as well. Maybe you're scared of spiders, you know, Halloween, spooky stuff. But other fears that is really making me think more on the self-reflection side are things like fear of failure. And what does fear of failure really mean? Fear of maybe not having enough money, or not having, you know, gotten to a level that you've wanted to get to, or whatever failure really means to you. I think that's a big one. So if you need a little push in what kind of direction you want to go with this prompt, I think what you're scared of failing at is a big one. But if you are aware or unaware of your fears, it's really good to write them down. And then you can think, are they real? Are they fake? Question their legitimacy in your life. And if you can face them, if you can't face them, it's okay. But just recognizing them is the important part. The next one is ghosts. Are there ghosts from your past that you are still letting take up space in your mind? Okay, so we're not talking about ghosts as in, you know, something covered in a sheet that's coming to haunt you, but thinking of things like experiences or people that are still just nagging at you, any grudges that you might have that are really bringing you down. I think of people who maybe are thinking about their ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend, and are like, I just keep thinking about this, or they're thinking about a job that they didn't get, and, you know, I messed up, I failed on that, so I'm never going to get to do anything that I want in my life. Or there's so many different things that are experiences or people in our lives that really, you know, they're not in our present, but we are still thinking about them as if they are. So putting them in the past as much as we can really help move forward. I don't mean you need to completely forget these things, but putting them in a different place than in the front of your mind. So these ghosts from the past, whether that's an experience, whether it's a person, whether it's, you know, a memory, I don't know, but whatever it is that's holding you back, it's a ghost. Think of it as a ghost and write it down. And think about and write about what you need to do to let it go. And that's hard. And even if you don't fully do it, that's okay. But just starting the process in your mind, starting writing it down, making those steps will really, I promise, make a big difference. The next one is a fun one because I thought I was getting a little too dark, even though it is spooky season, kind of dark and spooky, dark and twisty. If you watch Grey's Anatomy, you know, but I wanted something a little more lighthearted. So this next one is, if you could wave a magic wand, so the magic wand, that's kind of the theme for getting into spooky season. I was thinking witches, just magic, Harry Potter, all the things. If you could wave a magic wand and be anywhere in the world, where would you go? This is also relevant because of coronavirus and we can't travel and all that kind of stuff. But really, why I like to journal on these kind of things is it just really puts you out of your current situation. And daydreaming is so good for you. And we don't do it enough as adults. Because it seems kind of silly, but it's not silly. Daydreaming is good, and if you're thinking of this place, maybe you can make a plan to go there, or even if it just gives you 5 minutes of peace, that's great. So if you could wave a magic wand and be anywhere in the world, where would you go? Write that down, and how would you feel when you're there? And I said, get detailed and daydream. So this is just so fun because you can really just think about being, I'm going to say probably because I really want to go back to the coast, just being at the coast and how would that make me feel? I'd feel so calm and just relaxed, and think about waking up in the morning and what your plans for the day would be, or your lack of plans if that makes you more relaxed, and just thinking about it. And magic wand, it's magic, it's a daydream, this is supposed to be fun, and hopefully it makes you feel a little bit more peaceful. I don't know, I like doing that kind of stuff for journals. Some people think it's too fruity, so that's okay too. Okay, this one is really important. Friday, or day five, however you want to do this, is your mind playing tricks on you. So like trick or treat, it's your mind playing tricks on you. Something I learned a while ago that was really beneficial was learning that not everything that you think is true. And it took a while for that to sink in, but a lot of the thoughts that we have are negative and they are reoccurring most of our thoughts are not original thoughts. They are recurring. We've thought them before and then they keep coming back. I know I have these. I know everyone has these negative self-talk habits. And we say things like, oh, you're fat, you're ugly, you're dumb, you're whatever. And these are all things I've said to myself. So I'm not saying this to you, but I've said all of these things to me. And that is more, you know, some of those are outward appearance things, some of those are inward, but everyone says things to themselves that they should not, because you don't, there's enough bad things in the world. You don't need your own head telling you the bad things. And my head tells me bad things all the time. So one of the ways I face these is writing down those negative thoughts. And there is kind of a good way to do this and a bad way to do this. And I've done both. And I'll just be honest, the bad way to do this, sometimes it feels good to beat yourself up if you're in a negative space. Sometimes I'll write things down, all the negative things about me, and I'll just sit there and I'm like, oh, I'm just so mad at myself and this is how I feel. And that's not a really good way to do it because you're just beating yourself up. So be in the right mind space to do this prompt. Don't do it when you're having a bad day, because it'll just bring on more self beating yourself up, really. But when you're in a better mind space than that, writing these things down, these negative thoughts that are reoccurring in your head, writing them down, and then write down why they're not true. So I think a negative self-talk would be, you know, I'm dumb. Then you have to cross it out, physically cross it out after you write it down and say, why are you feeling dumb? You can write down why you're feeling dumb. You can write down something that is the opposite of that. You know, I know how to do this, this, and this. I'm not dumb. Or if you want to go in a different way, an improvement way, maybe, you know, I need to learn more about this so I don't feel dumb. I don't think a lot of people call themselves dumb all the time, but that's just the first one that came to my mind. But there are a lot of different ways you can go about this. But I really like, in the positive way of doing this, writing down these bad things, crossing them out, and writing a new truth. I'm getting a little woo-woo on this one, I think, but it's okay. It's spooky season. Everyone's a little bit more spiritual or, you know, whatever during this time. Okay, Saturday is a fun one. It's treat yourself. So we had tricks yesterday and treats. So trick or treat, duh. So treat yourself. This is easy. This is probably the easiest day. What can you do today as a treat for yourself? So that's easy. Maybe it's going on a walk. Maybe it's reading your book. Maybe it's going out for ice cream. Whatever it is. And it doesn't have to be a long time. It can be 10 minutes. But 10 minutes or one task that is a treat for you. And then think about, can you make this action a part of your daily routine? Maybe if it's getting ice cream, maybe it shouldn't be daily. Maybe it should be weekly. Talking to myself here. But, you know, it's a treat. So thinking of these little things that spark joy are really important. And that's something I really like to also think about when I'm journaling and self-reflecting. I don't like to self-reflect only on the things that I need to fix or improve. I also want to kind of celebrate as well. And then the last one is, like I said, a general one, but it's a really freeing prompt. Like, sometimes I'm saying prompt and not prompt. Sorry, everyone. Last one. What would you do if you were not afraid? This is something that people say a lot in personal development space, and it can be overused sometimes. This is why I am kind of saying it just as this should be self-reflection, not something that you're putting out there to the universe. This is for you. What would you really do if you weren't afraid? So we already talked about what you're afraid of. And now this is the one where if you're saying, I'm scared of spiders and I'm scared of cats, you know, that's not what I'm talking about. What would you do if you weren't afraid of failing? Would you try something new? Or maybe you weren't afraid of looking silly or looking dumb or people judging you or kind of those kind of barriers. Would you try something new, take a chance, make a big move you've been kind of thinking about? Because it's probably in the back of your mind and you're afraid. There's things that we all have that we're like, oh, I'd love to do that, but I won't. And people say, why not? And you don't say, because I'm afraid. You just say, oh, I just don't know. I'm just, it's silly. It's whatever. So really think about it. Write it down. If you don't make a step towards that, that's okay. But you wrote it down. That is the first step. And that's all the prompts. But I want to talk about journaling in general real quick, because it's really been a big part of my life through quarantine. Not really before that, actually. I've talked about it quite a bit through the past couple months in these podcast episodes. But you can use other people's prompts, or you can just write yourself what you're thinking. I don't really think journaling is like it was when we're in middle school and you're telling your journal, dear diary, today I talked to this cute boy and they said this. And this is about inner thoughts. This is definitely deeper than just recapping a day. And sometimes recapping a day is really cool, and it can be a great way to kind of almost like write a memoir about your life, you know, if you want to pass it on to your kids or anything like that. But self-reflection is very different than that. So that's something I want to point out with journal prompts and self-reflection and journaling versus kind of an old school way of journaling and recapping your day. So that's an important idea to just think about. And really, I want more people to do this, and I know it seems silly and you don't have to do it every day, but once you make it a habit, it's so much better. I feel so much more calm once I write some of these things down. I feel powerful when I write some of these things down that are big goals of mine, and it's completely yours. I mean, it's proven by science. Once you write things down, your brain remembers it. And, you know, that's why you're supposed to write down your notes, not type them. So it's just, this is important to me, but this one is just supposed to be fun. I mean, we're talking about Halloween masks and ghosts and magic and trick and treat and all that kind of stuff. But I like to make these things fun, because once you're having fun, it's easier to make it a habit instead of like, oh, this is so much work, I don't want to do this. Like, I want to make this fun for you. And like I said, even if you don't journal about these, you can just think on them. So if you enjoyed these journal prompts, definitely join us on Patreon. And I give out 1 week of these every month. And like I said in the beginning, you can do these more than once. You can use them just whenever. But it's really great, and even if you don't write them down, just looking at them, I promise you, will make you think a little bit more, and that is a whole nother step in a direction that you want to go. Because this self-reflection, it's not bad. It's not going to do anything bad to you. It's just going to make you more aware of yourself, what you want to improve, what you're happy about in your life, and I mean, that's great. And I love spooky season. I love Halloween, so I'm excited. I know I'm kind of starting this a little early, for Halloween is at the end of the month and we're doing this at the beginning of the month. But this PDF will be released on Patreon only. I will show a little blurred version of it online, but on my Instagram and stuff. But the full PDF is going to be on Patreon, and we have a full PDF from September as well, and it's really, I just really love it. And I have a plan cooking, if you're really into this journaling stuff, for the month of November, so get excited for that. Hope you enjoyed this one, and party on! Thank you for listening to this episode of Pish Posh Podcast. As always, you can leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. That would be so amazing. That's how more people can find the show. That's the most commonly used podcast platform. If you listen on a different platform, you probably know what to do to show that you like the podcast. And if you want to take a screenshot of you listening to the podcast and share it on social media, tag us, we will reshare it. We get so excited about that. We, meaning me mostly,
I get excited about it too.
Yes.
Come on.
So I really hope you guys have a great week getting into spooky season. And follow us for more goodness. And there's some really good stuff coming in October, I promise. Thank you for listening to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. You can listen to the podcast and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Listen to the podcast on Spotify and wherever podcasts are found. And follow the pod on Instagram @PishPoshPod to stay up to date on all of our great content.